Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
The following program is brought to you by Speak the Word Ministries.
When your thoughts are fixed on God, fixed on His Word, you begin to see your circumstances from a completely different angle. What once looked like a mountain becomes a stepping stone.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to train up God's children to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word. God's Word. Speak God's Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Anointed and Appointed.
Speak the Word.
Friends, until you get a handle on your mouth, and being Pastor Joanne Ramsey, I cannot teach a message without talking about your mouth. Because your mouth is your greatest enemy. It can also be your greatest savior, not talking about the Lord Jesus Savior. But it can win battles for you, or it can lose battles for you. It can keep you in poverty, or it can prosper you. It can keep you sick, or it can keep you healthy. It's all up to you. The Bible will tell you, starting from Genesis to Revelation, even when Jesus comes back, in the Revelations, He said that on one leg it's going to say, you know, the Lord of Lords, and on the other says the Word. And He says He is the Word. And the power is in the Word. And when you speak the Word, demons flee. You don't have to fight with natural weapons like most people do. All you have to do is fight with your mouth. And like I said, until you get a handle on your mouth, you're never going to be able to stop him, and you're never going to get your life back. Because the only weapon you have to defend and protect yourself and your family is the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, according to Ephesians 6:17. God's words are spirit, according to John 6:63. They are spirit, and they are life. His words are designed to turn your darkness into light, to bring healing to your bodies, and to bring increase into your finances. And when you continue to speak His word, there is absolutely nothing that the Word of God can't do. I am a living witness of that. I am a witness to what God can do just by speaking His word and declaring, you know, the declarations and confessing and declaring and decreeing His word over my life and over my children and over everything. And it's making a difference. It's making a change. Just, you know, prayer works. And I've been praying for my other oldest daughter. You know, you see the change. She has not accepted Jesus yet, but she's changing. God is drawing her. I keep praying for her. I keep lifting her up. I keep speaking the word. You know, the Lord said that my seed shall be delivered. And blessed is the fruit of my womb. You know, and He also says to pray to the God of the harvest to send laborers across their path. And that's what we're all about. We're all about harvest. We're about calling in, you know, the lost souls and winning them back. And even though some people that know the Lord have strayed away from the Lord, we're calling them back. What do you call that when you're in the military and you get out and then all of a sudden you get in war and they call them back in? Well, there's a lot that have strayed from the Lord that's in here, and some that will probably be here in this in months and years to come. They need to come back. They need to come back on duty. They've been on vacation too long. They need to come back on duty. How are you going to take back what the enemy has stolen from you? You're going to speak and prophesy to your situation. That is what God told Ezekiel to do in Ezekiel 37:1-14. Your words You know, let me tell you something. Your words carry more power than you could ever imagine. Ever imagine. You cannot even imagine the weight in your words and what you can accomplish with your words once you begin to see yourself as God sees you. And you begin to speak His words. God commanded Ezekiel to prophesy to those dead bones, and He tells us to do the same thing. You know, there's a lot of us out here tonight that are experiencing a lot of dead situations in our life, and we don't know what to do about it. But like I said, Ezekiel was told to prophesy to the dead bones. In 1 Corinthians 14:1, it says, "Let love be your highest goal, but you should also desire the special abilities the Spirit gives, especially the ability to prophesy." He said, because Ezekiel was obedient, God was able to raise up a mighty army from those dry bones. And I'm not going to read all the scriptures to you, but you can go there and read it in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14. But the Lord told him to speak to those dry bones, and actually Ezekiel didn't want to do it at first. But when he decided to speak to the dry bones, the bones began to rattle, and next thing you know, flesh got on the bones, and next thing you know, his life came into him. You know, that's why we were singing the song a while ago. You know, the dead are still being raised. Giants are still being slain, you know, so none of this stuff has stopped. And then 1 Samuel 6:17-46 said, David prophesied to Goliath and saw his words come to pass. David said, This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. In other words, he said, I'm going to cut your head off. And he says, and I'm going to give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. David said, all of this assembly will know that the Lord saves with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hands. Friends, we need to stop acting like God is dead. He is still very much alive. And he has not forgotten us, even though some think that he has forgotten us. God wants you to follow the example of David when he pursued the enemy to take back what was stolen from him. David recovered all because he obeyed what God told him to do in 1 Samuel 30. You know, when God sends you to do something, you just pursue. When the Lord spoke to me in North Carolina and gave me that verse on identifying the thief, And I think it's in Proverbs 6:31, identifying the thief. And I'd always been just confessing the word, and I was asking the Lord about something and that I wanted. And I began to use that and started writing it down, and I began to speak it, what I wanted. And I recovered it back 100 times over. I stand in awe of the Lord all the time because I can't believe the goodness of the Lord. I stand in amazement of His goodness and His mercy. And His kindness and His patience. And I thank God for His love. And I thank God, I thank Him for His patience with us. I wish I had a little bit more patience. But I'm still working on it. You know, God said in Philippians 1:7 that He that began a good work in us will continue to do so until the day of Christ Jesus. So He began a good work in me that day that I accepted Jesus. And He's still working on me. And I just pray that there will still be, you know, I want there to be more of Him and less of me. And the only way that's going to take place if I just continue to crucify my flesh and continue to be obedient and, you know, and follow His word. I've been reading a lot of chapters on love lately. You know, I've been listening to it at night and reading it during the day because I know that's one thing that really pleases the Lord, because He is love. He is love. And I was thinking today, because I had to be around a couple, like even with my son, I didn't necessarily approve of the person with him. But I also realized that I have to love and treat them nice and show love to them, because you can't win them otherwise. You know, but if you love them, you're a good witness to them. You know, and so that's what I made up my mind to do. I'm just going to love on them.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. circumstance, that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, on today's edition of Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Generous contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back in just a moment. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as he said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak his word, and the answer is in the word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a closing prayer.
Father, according to your word, the thief has come to steal and destroy, but you sent your son Jesus that we might have life and to destroy the works of the enemy. Help us, O Lord, to understand that our enemy is like a termite that is steadily eating away at our lives, stealing and robbing us blind, robbing us of our health and our families and our finances. And like a termite, he moves in such a way that we aren't even aware of it until the damage has been done. Help us, Lord, to understand that we are warriors of the King and have been anointed and appointed to do battle. Thank you, Lord, that you have anointed each of us with power to help destroy the works of the devil. We thank you, Lord, that with the help of the Holy Spirit, we will recognize the enemy and be more aware of his tactics. And in the name of Jesus, Satan, we serve notice on you today and declare that you will no longer have a claim on anything that belongs to us. And according to your word, Lord, if the thief is caught, he must give back seven times what he stole. And we thank you, Lord God, that you have promised to restore the years the locust has eaten, and you will restore what Satan, the termite, has eaten away. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we hope you've been blessed by our message today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.